Steve Gleason. It is scooped and scored by Curtis DeLoach. Touchdown, New Orleans.
And it's Tracy Porter taking it all the way. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Great. Wide open.
Wide open. And Smith, what a way to do it.
Kamara in at tailback. He's got five rushing touchdowns. And now six.
This is the Who Dat Discussion, your one-stop shop for all things New Orleans Saints news, opinions, and reactions.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the Who Dat Discussion. I'm Andrew Galata, and we're going to do a quick hitter edition of the Who Dat Discussion. We're going to call this segment the 5-Minute Offense, and this is going to be where we just do one burning segment here about the New Orleans Saints, just about one topic that either is in breaking news or is a hot topic on Twitter or social media. So we're going to do these about once a week. They'll be on Twitter, they will be on YouTube, and then also it's going to be on the regular podcast, Spotify, Apple, all that fun stuff there. So definitely check out those for sure. And in this little segment today, we're going to talk about Sean Payton. And there was big news about when recording this here on Sunday here from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. And he said Saints coach Sean Payton has not committed to returning to New Orleans for 2022. And many close to him don't know what he'll do. So that was the big news story from Rappaport here. And in this one, it was very, very interesting by, you know, continuing to read the article, because it says that sources said that Payton has not committed to returning to coach another season for the Saints, but he hasn't said anything because he's on vacation and he hasn't returned any of the calls or communications from NFL.com. So that's kind of the whole topic. And this comes after news earlier in the week that said maybe that Payton would leave the Saints to coach another team. Now, Rappaport does say that that's highly unlikely that he coached for another team in 2022. Rather, it would be like a retirement where he would go into like an analyst position. Supposedly Fox wants him in case Troy Aikman, who is currently doing the Fox games on, you know, the primetime, you know, the 425 games for Fox and the playoff games for Fox, that he may leave for Amazon. So that would leave the door open for Payton to come on the Fox broadcast. So that would be kind of an option for Payton, and then maybe he would come back after. Who knows where he'd go back to? But you know, it seems like right now it was just kind of, you know, not out of nowhere, because this stuff always happens with Sean Payton. But you know, this was the first time we'd see that Sean Payton retire and go to the analyst's booth, or the on these talk shows that are on like NFL Network, what is it, Game Day Morning, or any of those sites. So this is kind of a new little spin on the rumor. So you say here about Sean Payton. I still think he does not leave. I just find it hard to believe that he leaves the Saints. I said it in my last podcast episode, but it just seems like he is going to come back. It seems like right now with the Saints, it seems like they're moving in the right direction here at the end of the season for the Saints. They end up finishing 9-8 with a ton of injuries. We could talk about it until the cows come home. And supposedly it was very taxing for Payton. But to me, it seems like you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Whether it be who knows who will start next year, whether it be Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, whoever it ends up being, a draft pick, a guy you trade for like Russell Wilson. Like, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Saints in 2022, but it just seems like Sean Payton's going to be the guy that's going to lead the Saints out in 2022. I would be extremely surprised. I mean, I don't think I'd be the only one. I think every Saints fan would be extremely surprised that Payton would just quit on this team that seems like is coming out of the Drew Brees era rather smoothly. A lot of teams don't do that well their first year after their Hall of Fame quarterback. Now the Saints, they do okay, and now it seems like they're going to make that next jump here in 2022 to a playoff spot. That's just kind of, to me, the natural.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Interesting to see what happens here the rest of the way and kind of how this plays out. Supposedly, this is going to happen. You know, you're probably going to hear something soon, I would think. But supposedly no news is good news because, you know, I think as long as this goes out, Sean Payton's under contract with the Saints. So the Saints would have to trade into another team. And if I was the Saints, I would want multiple first-round picks, to be quite honest with you, for Payton. This isn't unheard of that someone, you know, retires and goes to another team. Bruce Arians did it. But, you know, I really do think that Sean Payton will be back with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, some people say that he could walk away. Some people could say that they don't know. Some people say he's coming back. So, you know, who really knows? I mean, it's yet to be seen. They think if Sean Payton would leave, Dennis Allen would step in as a head coaching, in the head coaching position, but there would have to be a full search there as well. But I just think that Payton's, because he was just tweeting yesterday about New Orleans and about, you know, I think he tweeted at Jermon Bushrod. It was about Lil Wayne being a Packers fan, that type of stuff, which was very, very funny. But supposedly he's not answering NFL.com's phone calls. So again, it seems like he is on vacation right now. And, you know, we'll kind of see how this plays out. But I do think that Sean Payton will 2021. But this is going to be kind of that new segment that we do. Just a 5 to 10 minute. We're calling it the 5 minute offense on a burning topic with the Saints. This time it was Sean Payton, and we'll see, you know, kind of how this segment plays out. It's, hopefully it'll be around every week, maybe at the beginning of every week we'll do that, space it out with the podcast as well. But I think with all of that said, if you haven't followed me on Twitter and you want to see everything the Who Dat discussion is doing, if you like our content, you can follow us at the Who Dat Dis. You can follow me personally on Twitter at Andrew Galata. On Instagram, we're going to be getting a little more active. You can follow us at the Who Dat discussion there as well. So definitely check out for all that content, and Apple, Spotify, YouTube, definitely subscribe there as well. But with all that said, I want to say thank you guys for listening, and Who Dat.